This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Shutdown, snap, uncertainty, end. Bankers' glum view of farm economy and tariff carve-outs for bananas and coffee. Shutdown ends with new certainty for USDA and SNAP. The longest government shutdown in history is over after 43 days. President Donald Trump signed legislation last night that would fund the USDA, the FDA, and the Department of Veterans Affairs for the rest of the fiscal year, other departments and agencies through the end of January. Because they are fully funded for FY26, USDA and FDA are effectively exempt from any further shutdowns that might occur this fiscal year. A USDA spokesperson said last night that, quote, most states will receive funds within 24 hours to provide full monthly benefits to people participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. According to the Food Research and Action Center, 16 states had started providing full benefits for November as of yesterday. Most others were providing partial benefits. A handful had suspended any payments. Thompson, tariff assistance package will be a first tranche. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says a forthcoming economic assistance package for farmers will only be the first portion and that further help is likely. Thompson said, quote, it won't be the whole amount. It'll be kind of a first tranche. The administration has already moved more than $10 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation to the Agriculture Secretary's office. Thompson said he had heard that the administration was preparing to unveil its tariff assistance package this week, but that the potential reopening of the government forced a pivot. Thompson told AgriPulse last night, quote, I don't know whether they'll be ready by next week, but I think it will be soon. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota has also indicated that further assistance could be made available before the end of the year and may require congressional action. Take note, some lawmakers have been working to ensure the assistance includes producers beyond major row crops like soybeans. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington told AgriPulse yesterday he had urged the administration to ensure specialty crops were covered. There's a lot of uncertainty and as far as what it's going to look like and not a lot of specifics, but we just want to make sure that we're not left out, he said. The bottom line is, I don't think there's enough money in the world to get everybody whole. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Less than half of producers to make profit next year, according to bankers. Lenders expect fewer than half of U.S. ag producers to turn a profit next year, the lowest level in 5 years. Concerns among crop farmers skyrocketing, according to a poll by the American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac. Almost 70% are worried about growers of grains and cotton, up from 15% 2 years ago. The outlook for livestock is brighter amid robust demand and high prices. Overall, lenders expect about 52% of producers to be profitable in 2025, the survey said. The poll released yesterday as Ag Bankers gathering for the ABA conference in St. Louis. A big topic this week will be how bankers can best deal with a row crop economy grappling with low prices, soft demand, and surging costs. Credit quality concerns have intensified, and lenders are preparing for a more challenging year, placing increased focus on underwriting standards and loan terms, according to Ryan Lee, ABA's research and economic policy manager.
Almost 93% of lenders expect farm debt to increase over the next year. As far as access to funds, bankers over the last year have approved roughly 84% of loan applications and are expecting to renew nearly 88% of existing loans in the year ahead. That's according to the survey. Vaden says more announcements on input prices are coming. Saying farmers need to be treated fairly, Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden has promised a series of announcements, quote, in the days and the weeks ahead about things this administration is going to do focused on input prices. He said the Trump administration's announcement that it was continuing to look at the meatpacking industry is just the start. In his interview with the Red River Farm Network, Vaden said he expects China to live up to its pledge to buy 12 million tons of soybeans by the end of the year. Vaden said, quote, if there's one thing that I have complete confidence in, that anyone who crosses an agreement made with President Trump, it does not end well for them. Vaden also said due to higher crop prices, farm aid may need to be recalculated. He said we've hit 15-month highs in soybean prices because of the deals that have recently been cut in Asia. That's going to need to be taken into account for any aid payments because, obviously, the price of commodities has risen. That's what we want. We want market-based returns. And because the numbers have changed, our numbers will necessarily change. Bessent teases tariff cuts on ag products. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the administration is preparing to cut tariffs, quote, over the next couple of days on ag products not grown domestically. Coffee, bananas, and other fruits will be among the products that see tariff reductions, Bessent told Fox News yesterday. That will bring the prices down very quickly, he said. AgriPulse first reported in July that the administration officials were preparing a list of products not grown in the U.S. for tariff carve-outs. Some food and drink importers are crossing their fingers that their inputs are going to be included among the tariff reductions. The Distilled Spirits Council said in a statement that it had reached out to officials to provide tariff relief on spirits from the European Union and the United Kingdom. Take note, the administration also gave its clearest signal yet that it would lean on other statutes to replicate recent tariffs if the Supreme Court strikes them down. During an event at the Economic Club of Washington yesterday, the National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said officials are looking at expanding Section 301 investigations into unfair trade practices and using a statute that allows for 15% duties up to 150 days, among other options. Here's today's final word. The past few weeks of the beef industry perfectly capture this administration's approach to policy. Make big claims, hurt American producers, inject volatility into the marketplace, and do nothing to lower prices for everyday Americans. That a letter from more than 50 House Democrats to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer made public yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 13th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.